I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360, and we've got another poem from our series, In Verse. That's the project in which a poet and a photographer teamed up and went to Troy, New York, to tell the stories of single mothers there who are struggling to get by. And a reminder, it contains some rough language. Here is the poet, Susan B.A. Summers Willett.
The last poem you'll hear is called The Cutting Place, and it's about DJ Garen. DJ is 32, works part-time in a convenience store, a gas station. She's got 7 kids, 4 of whom live with her. Wow. Who can handle that? With the noise of 4 to 7 kids at one time, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And a lot of times I just wished for a moment of peace for DJ. And I think that this next poem is about her trying to find one of those moments. She had the opportunity to get away from the kids and go and have a haircut. She was in between apartments, and so some of her kids were staying at her mother's house, Mama Vic, who sort of is an expert in taking people in, I think. And so this poem is also a poem about Mama Vic and how she views her daughter's life. Here's Mama Vic.
She's a tomboy.
She's always been a tomboy, Mama Vic says.
Mouthy, running the roads, not coming home.
And as she speaks, DJ slicks back her yellow mane into a ponytail where it rats. Her slight thighs packed into tight khakis, and her chest lost in a baggy green work shirt from the Hess. No makeup, all attitude. One hand grabbing her imaginary dick and the other ripe with gasoline. Newly evicted.
You know what? I don't want them to live in a shelter again. You gotta watch what you do with my grandchildren.
Her lazy eye wandering over the babble of 7 kids now occupying her mother's living room.
DJ's my baby and always will be my baby.
I'm her bitch.
My bitch, Mama Vic calls her.
My baby bitch.
And when this bitch rages, the woman who made her daughters pick their own switch for a bare-bottom whooping she deemed the Peabody special takes her grandkids in, ambles toward the ailing couch to pick out their nits with a comb. DJ spits into her phone. That bitch better step back or I'll beat her ass. Hangs up. Lights another Newport as her name surely immolates in the mouth of the girl on the other end of the line. And the children scream over 3 pork chops and a slab of mac and cheese she's fixed after her shift. Her anger a fast-rising balloon.
Now she's devastated. This is her story.
In this room where her mother's Madonna of the Dolphins opens her porcelain arms over the television to bless Maury Povich and his inglorious guests.
Which is not the case. I've never had sex with Cecil.
Cutting place. Yeah.
Days later, DJ will fidget in the pumped-up vinyl chair.
You got beautiful curls that nobody can see.
Contemplating her wet hair like a favorite pet.
Ratsnip.
Or maybe cursing it just for being there.
In all reality, do you like to wear your hair down?
Yeah.
You do.
Sour because she knows that when the snips come, they come fast.
How old are you, Deej? How old are
you? Yo, you go downhill. Shh.
They will cut and cut like her tongue can cut.
Damn, that's a lot of hair.
Faster than the cry of any child who may need her, her mother's glower, her temper shorter than summer.
You know what? I look like my daughter. Well, you just bitched about being 32. How old's your daughter?
15.
Well, what's the matter with that?
And her mind revs a van filled with dollars of gas and clothes in the back. A narrowing list of houses she could run to. and the narrowing road she might drive to reach that beautiful fair-haired girl she was before her years as a woman. Years which, after the cut is over, she will sweep into a dustpan with the length of a broom.
That is DJ Guerin in Troy, New York. This episode of In Verse was written by Susan B.A. Summers-Willett. You can see Brenda Ann Keneally's terrific photos at studio360.org. In Verse was created by Studio 360's Lou Olkowski and Ted Genoways, editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review. Next week, we'll air some more from In Verse, this time from Gulfport, Mississippi, the poems written by Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Natasha Trethewey.